I am a car whore.
Warning, this episode has explicit content not suitable for anyone under 18.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, a.k.a. Truth.com, a.k.a. your favorite Sucio. And with me today, I got my boy.
Your baby mama's favorite motherfucking DJ, DJ Crispin, whatever you fucking hoes, sluts, skanks, prostitutes, prostitutas, perras, putas y todo lo demás. How y'all doing? Happy fucking Friday.
And your girl, Nova Marie. Damn, Chris.
This is why we're never going to blow up, my boy. This is why we're never, like, we're never going to get anybody to come over and be like, hey, do you guys want to fucking be sponsored by us?
This intro just gets longer and longer. Like, he comes up with something new to add.
He sits at work just wondering when he can call females. Like, what can I get away with this week?
And why does it have to be a female?
You kind of got a point, yeah.
Why?
When you say that, all I think about is females, actually.
If you really think about it, he's probably projecting how he sees himself.
You're the one with the fucked up, like, fucking mentality, bro. I could be calling guys that, too.
No, but doesn't it sound like he's talking about guys?
It sounds like you're talking about your inner self, Chris. It's okay. That's how you see yourself. It's okay.
Maybe. But I could be talking about she, him, he, him, they, them. You know? I could be talking about anybody.
Okay, who are you talking about? Who do you have in mind when you're saying all this shit?
Every fucking single person on this planet.
Fuck you. My mama's on this planet, bitch.
They were all hoes in the one time.
What is wrong with you, motherfucker?
A little side of hoe had to come out to create you.
Exactly.
Nah, you know what? I'm gonna put my mama on blast. And
we've all said daddy once.
Fuck. I was about to say, I'm going to put my mama on blast and you say that. No, I'm going to put my mama on blast, though. She does tell me stories about when she was younger, how she worked at a corner market in her pueblito. And that one time she had to sneak out through the bathroom window, hide behind the fucking cars, and then jump into the bus, hide underneath the seats as it drove away, because three of the guys she was talking to all showed up at the same time.
Exactly. Proven point.
I was like, go, mom. Fuck.
Proven point, fucker.
Anyways. All right. How was your guys' this week? I haven't talked to you in a week. Actually, I talk to you every fucking day. But the audience doesn't know about this. How was your guys' this week?
Nova?
Why me? Why is it always me first? Why can't you guys answer once first before me?
I'll tell you why. Because, like the rest of the audience, I'm pretty sure me and Chris are both wondering, what's the status? What's the update on this lagger man of yours?
Yep.
On the second date that never happened.
The second date that never happened.
Unless it did happen and you're not telling us.
The second date that never happened. I ended up at his house still Friday night. And I went to work late Saturday morning so I can have a cute little breakfast with him and a nice motorcycle ride.
We fucking knew it. He called and be like, mm-hmm. Hey, just come.
Yeah, through. He didn't need to do anything cute.
That's all it took.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At the end of it all, I did make an idiot out of myself, though. I confessed to more than one feeling to him, and
bro, you told him you love him, huh?
Caught the whole, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. No, I didn't tell him I loved him, but I did tell him, like, I really, you know, thought a lot of time had already passed, and something should have already been happening, and yeah, I made a little idiot out of myself, more than a little, a lot, and we still had a cute little breakfast, but then you kind of could tell, like, he was just being dusted, and I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I've been there. I've had a girl express her feelings for me. And actually, I had a girl tell me, she's all like, I'm not in love with you. I'm in lust with you. Like, that's how she tried to play it off. And I'm like, okay. I didn't really know what lust was at the time. I was young. But I was like, all right. And then she goes, am I being too much? Am I being too clingy? And I was like, yeah, you really are. And she's like, oh, I didn't expect. And then she fucking starts crying. I was like, I just want to leave. Like, the fuck? Like, you put somebody in an awkward-ass position doing shit like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not even going to say much.
I still got my morning dosage, so.
I'm not going to say much because, so, for you guys listening out there, we are looking for people to listen to the podcast before it comes out. If you're not on Patreon, which you can listen to it on Patreon, we will shoot it to you. And we just want a review. That's all we're asking for, because we think we got some dope shit out here. And I got a couple of people that are doing that for us, too, so far. And they're females, by the way. And the first thing they both said about the review of the episode was, damn, like, y'all went in on Nova. And I was like, did we really? And then I went back and listened to it. I'm like, yeah, we went in. And
did we really?
Yeah, well, no, we did. But the thing is, like, I asked them both, and we didn't say anything that was wrong. Like, we just want Nova to do better for herself. And we might have not been as nice as we could have been, but look what she just did. Homie just straight ghosted her, didn't prioritize her.
Well, because at the end of it all, like, I listened to what you guys said of, oh, something should have already been happening if nothing happened. I was good where I was at and how things were going, and I kind of let that get stuck in my head after we had recorded. So then it was just kind of like, all right, I'm going to bring it up. And I brought it up, and it didn't go as I thought it would have, or it went a completely left field, and I just made a fool out of myself. But at the end of it all, I said whatever I had to say. I came to peace with it. I am cool with it. He hasn't talked to me since. So.
Damn!
On to the next one, I guess.
That's done with?
I'm going to assume it is.
Oh.
I can't sit and cry about it. Like, he hasn't talked to me since.
Damn, we fucked up.
No, you know what? No. I don't think we fucked up. Because even if we did get into her head, she wasn't going to do it if she didn't believe it herself. Like, a part of her had to know, like, hey, this is going on too long. Plus the fact that he left you, he lagged on you basically on your second date to go, like, help the homie. That, like, he's basically showing you what his priorities are. And if at this point you can't see them.
That's the other thing. For him to say that he was going to go work on a car, he went on a boat trip.
Wow. See?
He was posting videos that he was drinking on a boat. So, yeah, awesome. You guys' advice just kind of just dropped my self-esteem a little bit more.
Okay, but was it us, or did this fool just show you his colors, though? He was happy, like, dragging you along, doing his thing.
No, but the thing is that I was happy taking my sweet-ass time trying to get to know somebody and enjoy it. I wasn't trying to rush it into something when obviously it wasn't ready yet. And especially because he told me he wasn't ready yet. And I kind of chimed in a little bit, maybe aggressive, but I brought attention to it, and it just didn't work out. And like I said, thing is that everybody works at their own pace. I already told you guys the reason why he was working at the pace that he was, which was totally understandable. It took me almost 2-3 years to get over somebody who had died that I was with. So I could understand the pace that he was taking. It's just that I did allow it to get to my head to try and talk to somebody and try to go somewhere when I knew that they weren't ready. In a way, I knew he wasn't ready, but it was just a subject that had to be brought up.
Yeah, but that's where you're still kind of losing me, but I'm going to be nice because you're hurting and you're not happy, but...
Oh, God, don't even start. It's already done and over with.
I know, but like, what I'm saying is he showed you his colors, and I kind of hope that, like, you see that. Like, at the end of the day, I hope you don't just realize that it was you, that you pushed it. He would have been happy just promising you that second date, and it was never going to come, or it was going to come when he felt like it. I get moving around slowly, but if you guys are already making plans for, like, this, like, these little things, and if he can't come through with these little things, he can't use the whole "I'm not over my past relationship" or what happened, the situation that happened, to drag you to fucking, you know, just lag it on you with these little things. Yeah, not move in. Yeah, not take it, you know, not become serious and all that shit. But these little things, and just, nah, that's not right. I feel like you dodged a bullet, to be honest with you.
We'll see where the road takes me.
No, but it's not, he wasn't the only one on the roster, though. So I don't know why are you talking about that.
It was the most important one.
Yeah.
He was the one dicking her down good.
That's my next question. You said it's done for now, but like, if he hits you up for sex, because that's usually what we do when we stop talking to somebody, we'll just at least hit him up for the sex. Like, we know we clear the, oh, we don't have to date no more, we're good there, but let me see if I can still get it in. Does he still have the key card to get it in?
I don't know. We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about keeping it strictly dickly or anything like that. It just never came up. Like, yeah, I got my morning dosage that morning before I went to go get my coffee with him. But we haven't talked about it, actually. So,
Nova, you have a voice. I don't care what you guys talked about. I'm asking you right now. You get text.
I feel like if it's just going to have sex, then it's just going to have sex, and I'll drive my ass back home.
So you're still open to it. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I just won't stay the night anymore. I just drive myself back home.
There you go. No, that's all I was asking. No, it's cool. It's cool. You're still open for that. All right. Well, then I guess.
Well, the sex wasn't bad.
Yeah, no.
If it's good to go back to, it's good to go back to. The sex wasn't bad. But the thing is I'm not going to be staying the night like I used to, because I used to stay over every night. Every time he would come over, or every time he had a call, or whatever the situation was, I would always stay the night.
I can't ever agree with you. Like,
what do you mean?
The stuff you say Like, you're like, well, the thing that changes now is that I won't spend the night. Uh-huh. As a guy, I'm sitting here going, hell yeah, that's dope. Like, now I don't have to worry about her spending the night. This is only getting better for me. Now she's coming, I'm fucking, yeah. And she's leaving. Like, you just keep doing things that are, like, beneficial for the guys. In my opinion, I don't want to drag this out too long.
That's the thing, though. He would never tell me to go home. He would always have me spend the night. It wasn't like, oh, no, you got to go or anything. It was just like, you know, stay the night. How about we do this tonight? How about we do that? So it was always a gesture on his end. It wasn't like I was staying porque no más quería. Like, it was always a gesture on his end. Now it's just kind of like, no, I should just go. Because if you're inviting a female to stay with you for the night, you're inviting them into a sacred space, your bedroom, your bed, like how you sleep. That's how I see it. I wouldn't allow a man to sleep in my bed, let alone sleep overnight, if it wasn't something I was really into.
Chris, do you think that way?
But that's just me.
Oh, fuck no, fool. I've slept over without fucking, like, wanting anything. It's like, bitch, I'm tired.
Not only that, like, it's, do you think your room or her room is, like, a sacred space?
Oh, my room is.
Yeah, but yours is because of a different reason, though. I haven't even been in your room, bitch.
No. But my room is, like, I don't think of, no, there's been one girl that spent the night in my room, and that's it, fool. Like, no.
But because it's sacred? Like,
yeah, fool.
Okay, no. Like,
when I had, like, my own place and all that bullshit, like, when I lived on my own, like, only one girl was allowed, fool. And that's it.
I mean, that's where the magic happens. My line used to literally be the happiest place on earth, you know what I mean? Like, go on this ride.
No, fool, that's why there's hotels.
What kind of girls you fucking that you can't even take them to your room? A hotel?
Fuck that, fool. No, no.
Hotels, car.
Because your space is a sacred space. Like...
That's energy that you're bringing into your home, fucking yeah. room, fool, and all that
I'm
bullshit.
Done with you guys. That's so stupid. That's you don't want them to see your stones and shit? Come on.
I don't fuck that. It's just energy,
no, get the fuck out of here. Okay, I got to touch on a lot that Nova brought up, but Chris, how was your week, motherfucker? Anything exciting happening in your week?
Nah, not really. Like, it's fucking plain, boring fucking week. Like, just dance class and... Yeah, well, my car got fucked up during the fucking last weekend, so I had to get that fixed, and that's about it. Got my car back, and yeah, just daddy duties. That's about it.
It's kind of fucked up that you're like, boring ass week, daddy duties. What? I'm fucking.
It's just daddy duties, bro. Like, fuck, bro. Like, yesterday I fucking locked out like at fucking 7:30 at night and shit. Like, I was fucking tired, bro.
Nah.
Daddy duties kill you.
No, I feel you. No, you're right. My week, I ended up not going to Vegas for our anniversary, which worked out perfect, though, because it rained. And the only reason I wanted to go was because I wanted to be in the pool. So we did a one-day trip to TJ. That was all cool. I spent it with my girl after we recorded and you guys heard her. Then the week went kind of smooth. But the funny thing is, our anniversary was on Monday, and she was with me Monday. And Monday was the day that I had the great idea for the topic of this episode, which is let's get on Tinder. So we didn't put it on Instagram. We didn't put it anywhere. We just wanted to surprise you guys. You know, like, hey, we tried Tinder for a week. I had a million and one ideas of what I was going to talk about, the kind of lines I was going to use, all this shit. I was ready, right? Fucking taking notes and everything. But the funny thing is, my girl gets up. She starts getting ready to go back home Monday morning. You know, I get up, start, you know, making my cafecito, just, you know, normal last Monday before she leaves. Usually she leaves on Sunday, but just normal day getting ready. She finally gets ready. Boom, she takes off. She forgets her laptop, so she comes back. So I see her again. Then she takes off again. Then she takes off. And when she takes off, I start working on the Tinder. And I'm asking her about everything. Like, if I should use my real name, which we'll talk about in a minute. You know, what stuff I should put that I'm into. What kind of relationships. Which pictures should I use. And then she starts laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And then she's all like, you created your Tinder today. I'm like, yeah. She goes, it's our anniversary. I was like, oh, shit. No, and then she's all like, and did you realize that... Neither of us have mentioned it. Like, we didn't even say happy anniversary or anything while she was still here. It was like after she left. I was like, damn, what a fucking anniversary.
Did you cook for her?
I cooked for her on when we got back Sunday. I cooked for her Sunday. I made a bomb ass hamburger, some homemade fries with fucking garlic salt. And she was fire. She was like, oh, you're going to cook for me all the time? And I was like, if you come visit me, I'm not driving 4.5 hours to cook.
Cool.
No, but this works out perfect, though, because Nova just got dropped. So she opened a Tinder on time. Chris, You were supposed to open a Tinder, but it is un pinche disappointment. So I'm not even... You can chime in whenever you want. But me and Nova had never had a Tinder.
I have before.
Nova, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about your Tinder experience. Just how you started it. What did you put?
Did you use your real name?
Yeah, especially that.
Oh, no, I didn't use my real name.
What did you use?
I legitly put Nova Marie.
You know most people still think that's your real name, right?
Yeah, no. We'll keep it that way. We'll just keep it that way. No, yeah, that's what I use on my Tinder account. It was weird, though, because I'm basically living in the same city I grew up in, right? I'm born and raised here. Tell me why. Every person that was popping up was somebody I fucking knew. And I'm just like, nope, nope, nope. To the point that I kept swiping left, that it's like, you ran out of people in your area. Time to expand another 10, 20 miles.
Yeah.
And then the ones that I did swipe right on, I was so scared to swipe right on somebody I knew and match. And then it's like, I know this fucking person. I know what they've done. And I know who they've dated in high school. And I'm just like, hey, see, it is un sucio. Like, it wasn't a secret that this person was a sucio. Everybody knew that this person was a sucio. So this person would brag a lot. So I was just like, I'm over here swiping left a lot. But yeah, majority of these accounts are like people, you can tell they have to be a fake account.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it's like, who the fuck, it's a picture of a group of guys. And I'm just like, is it going to be a train or what the fuck? Is it an advertisement for two other people in this? It was just weird. And then to top it off, it wasn't like in every other picture, it was like, okay, you can kind of tell who it was. Like, no, like it was like three or four pictures and it's the same group of guys.
Okay, so it's funny because I had a little bit of different experience and I took fucking notes and I'm telling you, I was going to come in here and talk about Tinder for an hour. I thought everybody was going to get on it. Javi was supposed to be on it. I thought Chris was going to do his thing. But I had a little bit of different experience starting off. Starting off, I even told my girl, I was like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, all these accounts looked almost like the girls that are trying to be influencers. Like model pictures, fucking out in boats, out in like the fucking Alps, snowboarding and shit. And I was like, I was swiping right on everybody. And I even had this whole idea of like, oh, I'm gonna just swipe right on everybody and see, you know, who I like. And then I started swiping. I saw some girls. I was like, yeah, I don't even want to talk to them. So I started swiping left, you know, like I don't want to talk to them. And then, but it was like for every 10 good looking, I mean really fucking good looking girls, it was like one semi not good looking, not even ugly, just semi not good looking. And I was like, all right, cool. But I didn't have that issue you had where you knew everybody. So I live in the middle of the fucking desert. The closest big cities is like 50 miles away and 70 miles away. So I put my range 75 miles away and I fucking ran out of people. I fucking swiped so much that I'm like, oh, you ran out of your area. Do you want to do 100? I was like, yeah, let's fucking do 100. Boom, 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 ran out. And they're like, oh, you ran out of people in your area. Do you want to go global? And I was like, nah, I'm good. I didn't run into a single person I know. So at least living out here, I didn't have that issue. Chris, I'm going to kind of put you on blast because I know you've been on it before. I mean, you said you met your girl on a dating app, right?
Yes, I did.
I had people that listened to the podcast to hit me up and be like, yo, I match with you. No, not a match. I saw your homie on the dating app and I was fucking dying. So I'm assuming that you...
I saw a couple of the followers.
Did you swipe right or left on him, my boy?
I swiped right. Wink, wink.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Nah, but like I did the Facebook one.
Mm-hmm.
Where I met my girl and shit. But I never thought I would meet anybody from there. But you get a lot more actual people on there than fucking like Tinder and all that bullshit. Like actual like people that like look like they're fucking real. Not fucking models or fucking like you'll get your girls that look like all fucking like made up and all that bullshit. But like they look real at the same time and shit. But yeah, like you'll get a lot of fucking real people on that one. Tinder, I've done Tinder too. Like a couple years back, I did Tinder. And it was like whatever, bro. You run out of the fucking people that you fucking know around your area. And then, like you said, you keep going up and higher fucking on the range. And like, you just fucking, fuck, bro. Like, how the fuck, like, I know I'm not fucking the best good looking guy ever, but fuck, bro. Like, I guess your profile just has to be fucking, for a guy, I guess it's worse because you just have to fucking like be direct on the fucking bio and all that bullshit.
Chris, let me stop you there, okay?
So I feel like we all have a better chance on dating with Instagram.
Oh, no, no. We're going to get there. We're going to get there, okay? So, Chris, I know what the fuck you mean. Because, again, all these profiles, they looked fake to me, right? But after like 3 days, they all started looking like real people, but like bottom of the barrel. Like, I genuinely felt like Tinder didn't like want to show me these girls at first to kind of keep me on Tinder. You know what I mean? Kind of gotta be like, no, we got top quality shit. But I even told my girl, and I know I'm not the most attractive person in the world, and this fucking app and this experiment fucking really put my ego on check. But these girls were like bottom of the barrel. Like, I was afraid to swipe right, so I just kept swiping left. Bro, I told you guys on the group chat, I went 4 fucking days, not a single match. And I swiped right. I started swiping right on ugly girls. And I know people are going to listen to me and be like, you're fucking ugly. No, like, I mean, like, the girls that, like, I wasn't sure if they were even women at this point.
Every girl is beautiful in their own way.
No, bro. And I even told my girl, I was like, yo, I think I'm going to start swiping left on, like, the really attractive girls and just swipe right on all the unattractive girls, just hoping one of them, like, matches me. I didn't get a single fucking match in a week. Like, even to right now, I haven't gotten a single match. And I'm like, even Nova's like, did this put your ego in check? And I was like, not really, because I know that I'm more than just my looks. And kind of like Nova said, we have better chance on Instagram. Bro, that's one of the reasons why I've never used a dating app, because Instagram just makes it too fucking easy. What do I even need that for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't know about Instagram. I've never been able to date somebody from Instagram.
Really?
Ever.
Your shit's private, though.
Yeah.
You are a lying motherfucker.
No, no. I've never met somebody off of Instagram.
Yes, you did.
Your ex-wife followed you on Instagram because she followed me on Instagram.
Yeah, but I met her through Snapchat.
Oh, God.
And how did she find you?
She had to find you through something else.
I found her.
How did you find her? Through my Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay, but Nova, did anybody match with you?
I had 3 matches. One, you can tell, was a fake.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest experience ever. Out of nowhere, he sends me a dick pic. And it was like one of those dick pics that you can find off of, like, Google. And so what I did
was it Lewis?
So what I did was I Googled like the 20 like early 2000 dick pic or whatever, and I was like, I know this looks familiar because people would use this, and I found it. I was like, oh, it looks exactly like mine, the exact same one with the angle to it, and I sent it to him and he blocked me.
Oh shit. Well, that's fun. I don't know who does that, Chris. All right, did you talk to the other two?
The other two, no. The other two didn't respond back to me. And the one didn't respond back to me. I haven't responded back to the other one. The only reason I haven't responded back to the other one was because I was showing it to a friend of mine, and he clarified who it was, and I am not opening that door.
Okay.
I am not opening that door.
What if that could be your fucking, like, man right there? That could be the one that makes you happy.
I realized who it was. This guy has full facial hair, but my friend put me on top of it. I'm not going with a woman beater. I am sorry.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Yeah, so I didn't realize who it was because, like me, I was using a different name. He was using a different name. But he found his Facebook and showed me his Facebook. And I was like, yeah, game over. No, let's not go there. We realized who it was.
Yeah.
What was your opening line to the guy that you did hit up?
My opening line?
Yeah.
Oh, so let me see if I can open it. So let me see if I can still open it. Because, you know, like, I realized Tinder kind of, like, erases after, like, a couple days.
Really? I wouldn't know. I didn't get a single fucking match.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot. It doesn't erase. I am so sorry.
Nah, fuck that shit. Yeah, maybe that's what happened to my matches. I just didn't open it in time and they fucking... Nah, bro, but I can't believe it. Like, dude, I know I'm not attractive, but I know there's got to be at least... See, now, whenever I hear a girl say, oh, there's no guys out there, bitch, you're not trying. You're not trying. You could have accidentally swiped fucking right on me.
Bro, do the Facebook one, and I guarantee you, you'll get matches.
You think so? Because I'll try that one next, but...
I guarantee you, bro.
I want to see how that goes. Like, I genuinely do. So, Nova...
I'm telling you, I when I did the Facebook one, I got like 15, 20 matches.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to try that one then. No, but the opening line, what did you say?
So in his bio, he talks about that he likes to work on cars. So I brought up the scenario, what happens to me with the car.
Oh,
and I was like, so I like you work. I'm like, so I see you like to work on engines. How would you feel with me on top of one?
Wow, that's a fucking line to start with.
Maybe that's why I didn't get a response back.
That's why he probably didn't respond. He's like, nah, she probably gave me, she'll give me something.
She's too aggressive. She's too aggressive already.
Honestly, if I got a line like that, and well, it depends on what I'm looking for, but if I got a line like that and I was actually looking for something, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, so my thoughts on this, I was telling my girl, because I was telling my girl and everything, and I was like, dude, I can see that if I'm looking for somebody, like if I'm genuinely on Tinder looking for like an actual relationship, I could see how Tinder can fuck with people. Because one of them, it's like, some of these girls are really pretty. Or even if not really pretty, just like, you're like, shit, they look nice, so I'd like to hang out with them. Then you read their bio and you're like, oh my God, they seem fucking awesome. Imagine seeing somebody like that, like when you're out in the street and you see somebody passing and then you can never talk to them. Like, I'd be like, damn, that would suck for me personally. And then second of all, it's like kind of like me. I have my girl. I'm in a happy relationship. This was just for the podcast. But if I'm really lonely and desperate enough to get on fucking Tinder and then I spend a week and nobody's fucking matching with me, I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, what is fucking wrong with me? Like, there has to be something wrong with me. Nobody wants me. Nobody's ever, like, I'm going to be single forever.
I honestly think that's why Tinder just became like a hookup app.
You're not on a boat. You don't have a nice car. You don't have a picture with the fucking huge house in the background. You're not on an island. You don't have a fresh cut. You don't have fucking Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and another bullshit. So none of those fucking girls are gonna hit you up, fool.
And I feel like even the girls that are not trying to be influencers and shit like that, that's what they're looking for. Everybody wants the,
yeah,
that's the vibe I got, to be honest with you. Because all my pictures are like, I'm doing nothing extra. It's the ones that I posted on Instagram, I'm not looking off. I even posted a picture with my man boobs out. Like, I was like, if I'm gonna get somebody to match, it's gonna be somebody that, like, I'm putting me out there like I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no, I can definitely see that. But again, if I'm a guy and I'm really looking for something, this would fucking crush my, like, my ego. This would make me feel some fucking type of way, honestly.
Yeah,
I think it would do it to anybody, because the way that they do it, it's like, oh, if you pay this much a month or weekly, whatever it is, you get more access to this, more access to that. And you really kind of start thinking like, well, is the only reason I'm seeing this is because the app is only letting me see this because of whatever reason?
Yeah, yeah. Also, Chris, what you said is, it's very funny, because it's something I noticed right away. And I was like, a lot of times I swiped right on most everybody, but I thought about it, because again, I was trying to, like, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? And I was like, if I was on here really looking for somebody, I would have swiped left on most of those girls that you mentioned, like on the beach and the fucking in the snow and the boat. Cause I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I'm gonna hit him up and I'll be like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going on a fucking yacht. What are you doing? I'm gonna sit at home, fucking watch a movie. Like, I can't compete, or I can't keep up with their lifestyle. Like, what I saw on Tinder was like, dude, I can't even match with like none of these girls really.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna be doing what they're gonna be doing.
Yeah.
No, and then I realized, like, I wasn't matching with anybody at all until I put my Instagram, and then it was like, they found my Instagram, and they're like, oh shit, this bitch is real, and then they would fucking start matching with me, but these, like, people wouldn't match, and then it's like, if I didn't respond back to match, I shit you not, the messages that I have on my Instagram is like a shitload of messages, because it's like, oh, I swiped right on your picture, but we didn't match. I saw that you're on Instagram or whatever. I didn't get no matches. I didn't get anything until I actually put my Instagram on there. And most of them say, I didn't know you were real or not.
That makes sense. And kind of like, so that's the second time you say that. Like, you first, you had to add your Instagram, and then you said, you know, is Instagram showing me these people or not? I feel like that's another thing where it fucks up, or at least it's fucked up that you're not sure if these people really like you or not. Like, I might be sitting over here going like, fuck, nobody's liking me, but in reality, I just might not be doing what Instagram wants, and Instagram's like, let's not waste our time with this fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it could fuck with me personally, and then at the same time, it's like, it sucks when somebody's controlling who you can and can't talk to. I've never used these apps before, but after this experience, I'm still going to try the Facebook one just to see what you said, Chris, but I would never spend a dime on these apps, and I would never recommend anybody to use these apps other than trying to fuck somebody.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if you're really trying to do if you're really trying to do a relationship and find somebody, go to Facebook and go to a search engine, like the market, find wedding dresses, search up wedding dresses, and you'll find all the fucking single girls looking for that.
That's
and all
what
that
I
bullshit.
Fucking sent you guys in the group chat, yeah. You stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't open your shit. I'm going to be honest with you.
So you'll fucking definitely fucking find somebody there.
I feel like I have a better chance of finding somebody on Instagram, especially because I got like one of like the best lines. What was it, today? Earlier today? And it just caught me off guard. So Remember that video that I sent you guys of that big girl and she stands on that bucket of fucking paint and she just falls into that shit and explodes? So I sent it to somebody and he's like, fuck, that cleanup would suck. And I just put, my mind went somewhere else. But yeah, you're right. And he's like, what? And I, because I have friends who were just, we think stupid, right? So I just told him, I'm like, because of the mess, I'm like, it's like every guy says that they want a squirter, but they don't want the mess to deal with after. And this fucker just pulls out like this fucking line saying, I'm like that last cactus in the desert and that squirt is my lifeline. And I told him, I was like, round of applause. I was like, I'll give you that one because I wasn't expecting that line.
That's not a good line.
To me, that's an interesting line because I've never actually heard anybody use it.
No. It's an interesting line, but that's...
Okay, what would you use?
No, I get what he's saying, but usually the cactus is the person's lifeline. So he's not like a cactus. He needs the cactus. Realistically, that is a very stupid line and that person's not smart. Sorry, it's the truth.
Okay, so what would you use? What would your line be for a squirter?
I'd be like, you can call me like, fuck. I mean, you're putting me on the spot right now. But like, you know, like those sponges that just suck up all the water and shit. Whatever the name of that was, I'd look it up what it was and I'd be like, I'm a fucking like sponge. You know, I'm here to suck you up. You know what I mean? Like... I would have gone with something like that, but what he fucking said is just stupid.
Like the ones you fucking clean the car with, the shams?
Yeah, like something like that. I would have looked it up and been smart about it.
The ShamWows?
Call me a ShamWow, but like what he said, I get where he was going. He has the right idea, but it was stupid.
Like, call me ShamWow because I'll absorb all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? No, but I mean, yeah, good for him. I've had my fair share of good lines in my day. I don't know who I was talking to, but they were telling me, one of my homegirls. She was saying she was out with her homegirl and the kids. And I was like, dude, I cannot hang out with people and fucking kids. I just cannot do it. Let alone date somebody. I cannot hang out with people and kids because their kids get on my nerves and I'm respectful enough to, I'm going to stay quiet and not say shit. Chris is flipping me off for those of you that can't see the, because this is an audio podcast. So Chris is flipping me off. Chris, I love you. And I kept my mouth shut because we cool as shit. But the last time we all went to go eat, me, you, my daughter, and your daughter like bañó the people sitting next to us with ketchup because she was playing with her food. And the people next to us are like, they're being super cool. They're not saying shit. But like she moved, her headphones caught the ketchup, fell on the ground, just splashed all over them. And they were just sitting, like, the waitress was all cleaning, and they were wiping themselves off. And we're like, hey, we're done. Let's go. I love you. I don't care. I'll go out with y'all again. You're the exception. I don't like people with kids because I can't do nothing about it. So anyways, the whole point was she was says, like, oh, I'm with my friend, and her kids fucking suck. And I was like, bro, that's why I'm not even religious, because I won't even walk with God's son. That's fucking genius. Wow, the fact that it's taking you guys this long to get it is sad.
No, we get it. Well, I get it.
I'm done.
That is smart. That is smart. That is a round of applause.
Oh, that's smart, but I don't know about a round of applause.
We'll let the audience decide. But anyways. Fuck Tinder all the way through. I had lines that I was going to open up with. I was going to focus on the little things like, oh, I noticed that you're reading a book in the back. You know what I mean? Like, just to see what works and what doesn't. Fuck Tinder all the way.
Mm-mm. Try Facebook.
I'm going to try Facebook next time.
Yeah, I'm more like, I like to meet these people in person, like, type of shit. Like, that Tinder, I just really couldn't do it. And then I feel like Instagram's still kind of pushing it. I'd rather talk and date somebody, like, actually meet in person. Because anybody can tell you what you want to hear online.
Yeah.
Same thing on person. But the thing is that in person, it's easier to read their body language.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
It's so much easier to read their body language in person.
That's what I was telling my girl. And I sent it to you guys. So hopefully you guys have something added to this conversation. But that's what I told my girls. Like, I feel like in person, my charisma, you're either going to love me or hate me right off the bat because I'm loud. So either you're going to enjoy me being funny and loud, or you're just going to hate me, because those are the two I get. I never get somebody that's like, oh, he's all right, whatever. But like my charisma, my being funny, my being loud, my singing out of fucking tune attracts people. So I feel like I need to be in person for you to be attracted to me. But then it kind of got me thinking, okay, at least I tried to put the best of me on Tinder. Like I read books, I hike, I this, because it's all true to an extent, and it didn't work. But then it got me really thinking, what the hell do I really bring to the table? And I asked, and I brought this up while talking to my girl on the phone, and she just starts fucking laughing. And she goes, I think this is where we need to hang up. I was like, that's fucked up, first of all.
Damn. She didn't want to tell you how she really felt.
Laughing and telling me we got to hang up told me how she really felt. But it really got me thinking, bro, I'm hurt. So I can't do the manly work right now. I can't change a tire if I wanted to. My income is shit because I'm hurt and I'm getting workers' comp. So I can't, like, get her out of a jam and she needs money. You know, my tags are expired. I can't drive up to Sierra right now, even if I wanted to. I'm sitting here going, like, what the fuck do I bring to the table? Like, if I was not with my girl and I was trying to date, what would I have to show somebody to be like, yeah, you want to be with me? What do you guys have? Like, literally, because we keep putting ourselves on blast, especially you, Nova, you're open as fuck. What do we have that's going to tell somebody, hey, come be with me? Aside from our personality and looks, if we can claim to have those.
Oh, fuck.
I really don't know what to say about it, because I know I'm the single one with two kids, and then two kids from two baby daddies. I had somebody who had the audacity to tell me, and I have the message. We'll see if I'm going to post it or not. I'll just block the person's name and face. But send me a message saying, do you really think somebody wants to date you? And I was just like, why do you say that? And they're like, well, if you really think about it, for a single mom of two kids, not just two kids, but two kids with two baby daddies, nobody wants the drama. And then if you can't have another kid, nobody wants you because you can't offer them a child.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, so if you really think about it, your only options are to either just have sex with some random person or get married out of desperateness.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Nova, we cool, but I kind of agree with him. Not, I don't agree with him. I don't agree with him that that's all you would have to do. No, damn. Because Chris is proof that he's in a happy relationship. Two back-to-back relationships with girls that have multiple kids. I don't think he's dated a single girl in a while.
The thing is like, everybody is, okay, it's different when you already have kids of your own and you know how it is, how the difficulty of having kids, the difficulty of, you know, having a co-parent and then having to not just co-parent, but blend if necessary, or even if you wanted to, but to blend those two kids together.
Yeah.
The thing is that I'm not surrounded by people who already have a kid of their own. I'm the one with kids. So when it's like they come into my life, it's like, oh yeah, like, and they start talking about having kids. It's like, I can't give you any kids. And they're like, oh, you wouldn't want anymore? And it's like, it's not that I wouldn't want anymore. It's like, I physically can't. And then the whole topic comes up of why. And it's like, well, I had to get my tubes tied. Well, why? I'm like, because the next kid I had was like either a 50-50 of I was either going to make it or I wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't going to make it, either the baby was going to make it or we both died together. I was like, that was it.
Yeah. That's what my sister went through.
And so the person was telling me that, like, if you really think about it, nobody's going to want you because you can't give them what they want, which is something to call their own. They're like, every person can get with somebody who already has kids. But at the end of it all, they can bring their own kid into the picture. They're like, they don't want to be with you because you can't offer that. And I was just like, shit.
No, he was being a hater. He was being a hater.
Like, is that the reason why?
He was being a hater, honestly.
It was a girl.
Oh, she was being a hater. Because that's not...
It was a girl who said
that's it. That's not how I personally think it would go. I mean, the fact that you can't have any more kids, but maybe that's just my mentality that I don't want any more kids. I personally feel like it was a blessing that I had my kids so young, that now that I feel like I'm still in a dateable age and I'm not that old, that my kids are grown and my schedule is basically set, you know, and my kids... ¿Qué pasó, güey?
He's choking on that bullshit.
Nothing, keep going.
I'm saying because of me. I know you had kids younger, but you went and fucked up. You went and decided, hey, I want to have kids again after fucking 20 years later. That sounds like a personal problem, Chris.
Dateable age. So you're talking about dateable age. Does that mean you're not trying to stick with your girl?
Well, no, okay. That was a stupid statement on my end because we're all still dateable even in your 50s, 60s. Those fuckers fuck probably more than we do. But what I meant is, like,
exactly.
I feel like I'm still in a stage, and again, this might be wrong too, but we're like, I don't need to focus on settling down, that I can still date people that are still only focused on dating rather than like, hey, let's build. I know people are going to be like, you're fucking stupid, you're almost 40, you should be fucking settling down. But that's mostly what I meant. If you can't have a kid, that's pointless. I do think you have it harder having kids, because I feel like you're definitely gonna have to find somebody that is almost obsessed with you rather than just like you, that would, and I hate to say it this way, but more put up with your kids than want somebody with kids. Because I've been there. I've dated girls with kids where, like, I was so into her that I was like, fuck, she has two kids, fuck it.
But still, almost every fucking guy has a kid now, so you don't have to fucking worry about him wanting more kids. He already has the ones he wants.
No, so I've been running into people who don't, and some people I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. And then that's when that topic comes up and it's like, all right. And then they just don't come back anymore.
Well, actually, let me ask you this, because you said like dating with kids and stuff like that. How do you feel, or does it even come up about parenting styles when you're dating somebody and they have kids or you have kids? I have the luck that my girl doesn't have any kids. My kids are older. Parenting style don't even matter. Whatever I do kind of stays in my life, and I don't have to worry about how she parents her kids because she doesn't have any. Chris, you have a little girl and your girl has younger kids. Have you guys ever discussed that, or has anything ever happened where you're like, I wish you would have done this different, or I would have done it this way? Or has she called you out on your shit?
She's never called me out on mine. She's never like said anything about how I like, no, she has before, but like nothing major.
Do you mind sharing?
Like, cause, like I treat, I'm like a harsh, not a harsh dad, but like, there's like, I'm strict to some things. Like when like my kids enter the house and my mom and my like brother and family's over, you know, respectfully, you have to like say hi, like all the time and give a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing that I like, hey, what are you doing? You know what you have to do when you get home.
Yeah.
So she does it. And like, I've done it with her kids too, you know. She hasn't said anything, like when they come over, or I come home with them and everything, and like my parents are home and everything, and like, hey, go say hi. Like, you know, like, and they don't want to. I was like, no, like in my house, like you go say hi to it. Like my parents, and you like greet them, you know. And she hasn't told me anything. I've told her about some things about how like I would be if like they were my kids with her, you know. Not how, if like, not like in a bad way, but like sometimes they act up and all of that. I was like, oh, I'm like, I don't say anything because it's not my place.
Yeah,
you know. And I told her, like, it's never gonna be my place to discipline them. I will talk to them.
Oh.
I would guide them.
Nope.
And everything like that. Like, but like discipline them. Like,
nope.
It's not that I wouldn't. It's just that I would have to talk with her about it. Like, and like we would talk about it. You know, like to see what we would come up with to discipline them. But like if like, let's say we would ever move in together and all that, there's going to be rules that they're going to have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what's going to happen. You know, like we're living together now and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. You know, if you guys don't like, you guys are going to have to respect.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. Yeah. Like I'm never really like when I was married, you know, my ex-wife had two other girls and I would try to discipline them. And like one time we got in an argument and like she's all like, why are you talking to them like that? They're not even yours.
Oof.
I was like, you know what? Cool. From that day on, I never said anything else. I was like, I'm with you. So that means they're mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they live with us.
Yep.
I take care of them. I pay for their food. I pay for this. I pay for that. So I should have a right on a way I discipline.
Yep.
You don't like it, we can talk about it. You know, but like I should at least have a right to be able to like tell them, you know what? No. And no, it means no. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, right now I haven't had any issues. Like, you know, they've argued in front of me and all that, but like I've never really said anything.
Yeah. No, see, I was disagreeing with you at first. You touched on two things that I definitely want to talk about, but I was disagreeing with you at first because I disagreed when you said it's not my place. I think it's bullshit. I think it's not your place up to a certain degree. So if you guys are just dating, if I just met you.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, if I just met you and we're dating, yeah, do your fucking thing. I don't care. It's not my problem. When I go home, that's me. With my ex, I lived with her. I didn't want to live with her, but she convinced me to live with her. She had two kids. And at first it was an issue because they were little badass kids. They were good kids, but with badass tendencies. And she would let a lot slide. And I got to give her credit to this day because she was a single mother. She did, you know, full-time job. She took care of them. She had her own place. She had her own car. But because she had all that while she was providing for them, the discipline aspect of it was lacking because she couldn't do everything. And I don't blame her because you can't expect somebody to do everything.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to pick and choose where you go. So I noticed that. And when I moved in with her, I told her and I made it fucking clear because, again, my daughter's older and I've never let anybody discipline her intentionally because I stayed away from moving in with somebody for that same reason. But I told her, if you want me to live with you, these little kids are badasses and you're going to have to let me discipline them. If you're going to allow me to live in a house with them and you expect me to help you raise them, then you have to trust that I have their best interest in heart and that I have a right to discipline them and that I'll be in the right.
Yeah.
Now, if you see me ever step out of line, all means call me out. I'm a father too. Like, that shit ain't right. And it got to a point where she did try to call me out one time and I'm like, okay, did I say anything wrong? She goes, no, you were just too tough. And I'm like, okay, you're right, but did they listen? Yes. Do they listen when you tell them? No. Why? Because you're not tough with them. And The funny thing is that they would act out when she was around. When it was just me and them kicking it, fucking little angels. Listen to everything I wanted. Lou, what are we going to do? What are we going to, you know, like, and I'm like, no, we're going to clean right now. Okay, Lou, we're going to play now. No, not yet. And they would listen to me. But funny enough, kind of like what you said, that, you know, you said you're tough is what I took it as.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. I was what you can consider a weekend father just because my daughter lived with her mom and I only had her for the weekends. I would have had her more if I could, but I couldn't. And when she would come over and I lived with my mom and my sister, she would act out and I would be tough with her. She'd go on timeout. I'd take her tablet away, or, you know, no TV and all that crap. And my sister and my mom would get mad and they'd be like, why are you doing this? You only have her for the weekend. And I said, yeah, because even though I only have her for the weekend, she needs to learn to respect me. She can't walk all over me just because I only see her once in a while. She has to know that I'm her father and her friend. And it is the way that it is. And they didn't like it. And I'm like, I don't care. Even till this day, she still tries to get away with some shit. But the second I raise my voice, it's a game over. But because I taught her that way growing up. And then lastly, that you touched upon it, dude, I saw online, and I definitely want to know if you guys want to touch more upon this, is some people they're adults now, but they were saying how they hated when they were younger that their parents made them do what you said, Chris, that they had to say hi to everybody and that they had to go give hugs and kisses. And they're like, oh my God, it was so weird. I don't care if it is my uncle, my cousin, or grandparents. I hated that. I would never make my child do that. When I read that, I was disgusted. I was like, oh, this new age fucking annoying ass people that they can't do anything. To me, that's what you do. You walk in, you shake everybody's hands, or you give them a hug, and then you fucking go and live on your life. I mean, Nova, Chris already said what he thinks. What about you? How do you feel? Because you have young kids right now.
I think it just depends, like, what they're getting disciplined for, ultimately. If it's anything physical, I wouldn't allow anybody to touch any of my kids. You're going to be the last person to touch my kids. It's like, I'm always going to do, like, the spanking and the hand smacks or whatever the case may be. I'm like, but if you're going to take away their tablet, the phone, tell them that they're in timeout, you sit over there. I don't see the wrong in it, especially if it's, like, something like they're fighting with each other and you've already told them more than twice, knock it off. And if they don't listen, all right, you're gonna sit over there 5-10 minutes, whatever the case is. That's how I was raised. But at the same time, I'm raised, like, you know, being a step kid, like, where my family is like, yeah, you have your own kids, whatever reason it didn't work out, but they always ended up with somebody else who had kids. And it's like the acknowledgement of there's always going to be a parent figure around, and you have to respect the parent figure in the room, whether it's actually your parent or another adult, but you need to respect it. So for me, it was like my grandparents would tell me something, all right, I did it. My uncles would tell me something, I had to do it. It was like, no, those are my adults, those are my elders, I'm going to listen to them. If they see that I'm doing something I'm not supposed to, and they tell me you're going to be sitting over there for the next 5-10 minutes, I couldn't bitch and complain. I couldn't cry about it. I did what they told me. Yeah. So for me, it's like, it just depends. If it's an actual physical thing where they had to spank them, no, you're going to be the last person to ever touch. You're never going to lay a hand on my kids. That's for me to do. Same thing, like, if it's something physical where you have to spank somebody's kid, I won't do that. That's your kid, you need to do that. But if it's, you've already told them more than once, and if you told me, if they do it again, take it away. All right, you gave me the authority to do it. Your dad told me, if you guys weren't going to listen and you're going to keep doing it, I'm going to take this away. You guys are going to sit in two different areas. When your dad comes back, you guys are going to explain why I took it away. And then it's up to your dad if he wants to give it back to you or not.
You know what's funny is I don't believe in spanking.
Same here.
Even smacking hands and stuff like that.
Never.
So, like, when I was saying discipline, when I made on my little rant, that never fucking crossed my mind.
No, same here. Like, fuck that.
I would never touch anybody's kid. I don't care if that motherfucker, like, broke every window in the house. I'd be looking at him like, you wait till your fucking mom gets here.
Yeah.
I'm not hitting fuck anybody. That.
No, fuck that.
No, so with my kids, I got them so, I've never actually physically spanked them, but I've got them so used to at a very young age where I went like this, even just a little bit on their, just their wrist, mm-hmm. on the wrist or the back of their hand. To them, that's like, oh shit, I fucked up. And then they'll be like, I'm so sorry. And, you know, they know they're in timeout. So if I ever go like this, they already know I'm going to hit you, even though I'm really not hitting you. But it's like that thought of, I'm going to hit you. And it's like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then they stop. Both of my kids do that.
You're gonna traumatize them with that.
Serio.
Whenever they see somebody going like that, they'll be like, oh no, don't hit me.
Poor Cash is never gonna be able to play canicas. He's gonna see somebody do this. No, don't do that.
Nope. So they know the difference. They do know the difference of when you're doing this to somebody's ear and then when you're aiming down, like if you're gonna hit somebody, because I always aim down and hit them. But when they see me do this to somebody, like I'm flicking their ear, they think it's the funniest thing in the world. But when they see that I'm aiming it to them and I'm going like this with their head, even if I'm not actually doing it, they already know, like, oh, I fucked up too. Oh, we're playing around.
You know, you can smack me, you can punch me, you can knee me, you can fucking drop kick me, and I'll probably be
shit. Did we switch conversations?
No, hold on. Hold on. Don't get excited, Chris. I'm just saying you can do all that. And
oh, like, damn, this fucker's talking about his kinks now.
No. No, I'm saying you could do all that and I'll be cool. Like, I'll probably be upset or like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But if you pinch me or flick me, you fucking flick me. We're fighting. I'll get a pillow, put it over you and start punching the pillow. Cause nah, we're going to have a problem. Do not ever flick me or pinch me. That is nah.
Childhood trauma.
Just don't do that shit to me. But it's funny because you were saying like your uncle's like word was bond. Like my niece, they treat me like a second dad. Like what I say goes. Like there's been times where my sister will call me and be like, they're not listening. And like when my oldest niece, when she does good in school, she'll call me before anybody else. So she'll send me a picture of her grades or anybody else. And I think that's dope, especially because Javi's dad, he's my mom's oldest brother. And even when we were younger, if I ever went to church, he took us to church. And if we were ever dozing off, he'd be the one that he wouldn't even have to hit us. He'd look over at us and just give us that look. And we knew we were fucked. Because when we got home, de rodillas, we had to be on our knees for 10 minutes looking at the fucking wall. And that was like the worst castigo possible. Like, hit me. Don't put me on my fucking knees. So, yeah, no, I totally get it. Uncles being like another parent is definitely like, you got to listen to your fucking uncle.
Yeah. And like with Sonia, she has her godparents. She's more scared of her godfather than she is her actual dad. Which is the funniest thing ever because she goes with her dad every weekend and everything. But her Nino has a face that he does where it's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Like, he's never yelled at her. He's never talked to her in a rude way, nothing. But he does this face that just puts my daughter into, like, a cold, silent, like, oh. And then she'll be like, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Nino. And then her Nino, like, you know, I can't be mad at you. And then it's like nothing ever happened. But with her dad, if I tell her I'm going to call your dad, you better listen to me before I call your dad. Huh? And I'm like, oh, really? Let me call your Nino then. And then she'd look at me and I'm like, I'm going to call him right now and he's going to come.
Dad, that's my sister and her kid's dad and then me. Okay, so you know what? Since we've kind of been on this whole fucking episode has been more about like relationships and family than sex, which we got to switch that up real quick. How do you guys feel about family that is intrusive, like in your either relationship or with your kids?
You got to fucking find better ways to fucking like do like segues. Oh, like since we've been talking about families and there's a sex podcast, like, and then you're like, oh, well, what do you think about this? Like, bro, you gotta fucking find
Chris,
a
your
segue,
mind.
Bro.
You're the one that's like making it. Me and Nova are over here chilling. You're like the one, like, oh, like, bro, are you ready to say something? Like, do you want to get something off your chest?
You gotta find a better segue. It's like, oh, no. But this is, we're talking about family, blah, blah, blah. And well, this is a sex podcast. Like, damn.
I didn't.
What would you think about families?
That's not even what I said, Chris. But fuck it.
Well, somebody had asked me, like, when was the last time any of us had sex?
Okay, you guys want to talk about that? Okay, fuck my other question. Fuck my other question. I like hers better. I said this has been mostly about family and relationship. Let's make it about sex. Not yet. I said not yet. But okay, Chris. Fuck you, Chris. Last time we had sex. The last time I had sex was...
Your girl was just there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Sunday, I think Sunday morning or Sunday night, I want to say. And it always starts with, I told her, I'll put our business on blast because I'm feeling comfortable. I keep telling her that she can never just like give me head or like give me a hand job. Anytime that my dick gets hard, she has to jump on it. That's it. Like, I can never just sit there and be like, babe, just give me some head, you know? Like, just let me watch TV and enjoy this. Nope. The second that I'm, like, fully hard, it's like her spidey senses go nuts and ahí va, para arriba. Like, I look up and she's already undressed and I'm like, oh, fuck it, I guess we're doing this. Not like I don't want to, but... So, no, it was either Sunday morning or Sunday night. I clearly don't remember.
There's an extra part to that question of when was the last time you had sex? And then I don't know if this is the same person or not. The last time you had sex, how do you compare that to other experiences?
It depends. It really depends because the sex that me and my girl have now, no, it's true. The sex that me and my girl are having right now, it's the you've been in a relationship for 3 years kind of sex. Like it's a routine. Starts giving me head. I get hard. She gets on top. I play with her fucking titties. And then if I'm feeling frisky, I'll be like, hey, fucking... doggy style.
You put in your butt.
No, like doggies. No. Yeah. Fucking licked my thumb and started playing with her ass. Doggy style. But like I told you guys a couple episodes back, I've been pillow princing this shit since I got hurt. So I've just been laying there. So it's strictly routine right now. So how do I compare it? It's not the greatest in the sense that even me and her have had crazy wild sex in a hotel room. And it's the same, and I've had routine sex before. So me personally, to answer that question, is I'm in routine mode at the moment. So the sex is routine. Great still, but routine. Sorry, baby. I know you're going to hear this. I hope she don't think the same. No, I hope she thinks the same so I get out of
this. You should ask her before you should listen to it.
No, she definitely going to listen to it. I keep it 100. Okay, what about you guys? Nova, when did you last have sex and how do you compare it to other times?
Well, I already said the last time I had sex, which was on Saturday morning, compared to the other times that me and this person have had sex. It felt more like a goodbye, like damn. Not like a goodbye, but it was just we weren't both into it, like that's what it seemed like. I felt like I was more into it than he was this time because I didn't get the growl or nothing. No. It was just like
he's all like, nah, you don't deserve it anymore.
I didn't get the growl or anything.
We're still going to bring out the growl for me stickers, but you really fucked with this mood. And I've been there before. You really fucked with them bringing that shit up. That's fucked up.
I know. You guys got into my head about it, so I had to ask. Chris?
Hi.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Don't start. Oh, te pegan, huh?
Last time I had sex was Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Around midnight. It was awesome. It was car sex.
Did your girl know about this?
She was the one.
I'm fucking with you.
How do I compare it to the times before?
Wait, I gotta ask you, why was it car sex?
Because.
Like, you guys in a relationship, she has her place, you have.
Yeah, but her. No. I don't want her kids listening.
He don't want that random knock on the door. I'm hungry. I want cheese. Yeah. Why are you fucking my mommy?
You know what? You say all this, but I got to start talking about some stories because I got to bring some stuff up.
That was awesome sex, actually.
Whose car?
Hers.
Okay. Front seat, back seat?
Back seat.
Okay. Did you guys both finish?
Yes. I always finish.
She probably never does, you fucking asshole.
But she did. She did. All right. She did. All right. We tried something different, like routine sex. Like, we tried a little bit of different pinky stuff, you know, so it was nice.
So, shout out to every girl that's willing to have car sex. Honestly, you guys are the best because I've dealt with girls that are not willing to have car sex. I'll give you a name. Chris, you know, I'll bleep it out for everybody else. She had her own apartment. So she's all like, why the fuck would we have car sex if I have my own place? And I'm like, it's not the point. The point is fucking in the car.
It's not.
And then she's all like, okay, well, we can fuck in the car. And I was like, okay, cool. She's all like, in my garage. I was like, bitch, what's the point? And then she goes, we could even do it on the hood and all this. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. We're in the garage. I'm like, are we going to have the door open? She's all, no, it's going to be closed. And I'm like, then what the fuck are you doing? Like, she did not grasp the idea of it's fun to have car sex. And, or she's just... didn't want to get caught. But I've had girls that have stripped inside of the car while I was driving, like fully naked on the freeway. I've had girls on the hood of the car. Remember the group chat I had, Chris, that I was fucking that girl on the hood of the car sending you guys pictures and shit?
Oh, yeah.
So she was taking pictures while I was hitting it on the hood of the car and some like...
That's when you were doing Uber and Lyft, huh?
Yeah, some abandoned buildings. I had this one girl that she was so short and petite that it was in the front of like the passenger seat of her car and she was like riding me on there. So I've had all these girls that are like, they're fucking wild. Like, they'll open the fucking door of the car and, like, they'll be, like, no shame in the park and the fucking freeways, all this shit. And then you got these girls that are like, no, why? I have my own place. Let's get a hotel. So shout out to the girls out there that are willing to have car sex. You guys are the fucking real ones. Now I have to know, Nova, because the audience has to know, which girl are you?
Well, if you listened to 2 episodes ago when I talked about how he went down on me while I was driving his truck.
That's the type of girl she is.
Yeah. Well, okay, tell me, to me, okay, I'd rather have sex in a car that has bench seats because this is when I realized I was getting fat and I was gaining weight because we try to have sex in my car, in my Honda, right? I got stuck in between my 2 seats, my passenger and my driver's seat. I could not move for the fucking life of me. And mind you, he pushed me back, legs wide open, whatever, right? Pushed me back. I could not get out of it. This motherfucker, like, had to push from my ass up to try and get me out. And then it was like, okay, open my sunroof so I can grab onto that and pull the rest of myself fucking up. I cannot get it. So, yeah, I'll never do it. in a car unless it has bench seats in the front and the back, because I'm not going to get stuck in that shit again. And then for some reason with the bench seats, because you can grab it and you can grab this, it just works. So now it kind of makes me wonder, when am I going to break my 53 in?
I have a question for you, Noba. So we know, obviously, you got stuck in the back. We know that you fucked in the hood of a car. Have you fucked on the hood of a car?
That would have been a great idea instead of me getting stuck in the engine.
Okay, because I'll ask Chris next, but I have three memorable car sex moments, and like these will forever stay in my mind. So one of them is the one I just mentioned, where like we're fucking in abandoned buildings on the hood of the car, and she's taking pictures to send to the group chat, which Chris was in. How can I forget that one? Second one is homegirl. We're in the back seat of the car. It had a lot of room sideways, so if we were fat, it was fine, but the car wasn't long enough. And that's back in the days when I had a really good thrust, like when you're really fucking thrusting. So her head was just slamming on the fucking door of the car. So she fucking reaches over her head, unlatches the door and opens it. And like her head is just hanging out the fucking car. So it looked funny, but that's not even the best part. When we're done, and I'm pretty sure I've said it on the pod before, she somersaults out of the car. So she does a backflip to get out of the back seat, and I'm just sitting there looking at her like, fucking go, ninja. Like, all right, you got this. And then the third one is, this was so, it just felt awkward because we started fucking on the hood of the car, but it was doggy, so she just had her pants down. And then I said, get on the hood. She gets on the hood, but she doesn't have her pants all the way off. They're just down. So instead of just pulling one leg out, I just go in between her panties. So I'm in between her panties and I'm all fucking hitting it. And then like I get paranoid halfway through. She had told me that she had the birth control on her arm, the one that you can like feel on your bicep.
Yeah.
And when we're fucking, I sneakily like grab her fucking like shoulder, and then I move my hand down and look for it, and I'm fucking holding it. And she notices, she goes, I fucking told you it's on there. What the fuck are you doing? I was like, no, nothing. And I just fucking keep going. Those are my.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, I did. She got bothered by it. But just the whole situation of like going under her fucking panties and then grabbing her fucking arm. So those are mine. Chris, Nova shared hers. What are your memorable car sex stories, if you have any?
Like 18 years. I was like 18, 19. I had a car. We would go park over there by the train station, that parking structure by the train station in Fullerton.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, never mind.
I said, nope.
It was a Chrysler 300.
I know who you were fucking.
Yeah. And, like, we would just be out and about, you know? We had our own place by then already. So, like, we were out and about and just fucking, we were in downtown one time and we're like, oh, let's just go to the fucking structure. We went all the way to the top of the structure. No cars were around and anything. We fucking got it on, opened one of the fucking doors, like fucking put the fuck, like fucking car seats. I hate electric front seats.
You can't reach over and just make a move? They go slow.
Yes, fucking, you know. Hold on. With your fucking like hands halfway down and shit. Okay, now let me go get the other one. And fucking we got fucking down and dirty and shit. That was one of them.
You know what I just realized? I'm a car whore, because you're telling these stories and I'm just sitting here thinking of more.
My dad's van.
Tell us, because I got three more that I just thought about what Chris is sitting here talking about.
If you know my dad had a 92 Astro van, the big fucking squared one. The fucking, it was burgundy. It was fucking famous in Fullerton. Fucking took it one time for, like, we went to a quinceañera and all that bullshit. But like 17, I think. We went to a quinceañera and I met some girl there for. Fucking took it around the corner for. Fucking, I love that van, fool. Love the fucking space. It could have been like a bang bus fucking van.
You know what's funny? That the one of them that you're not even bringing up, but I don't blame you because you might not remember, but was the story I told on here also, the night we met girls at a party and this girl was all over me, like we were making out fucking heavy, but I liked her so much and I was like, dude, give me your number, like I'm trying to hang out with you again, like I wasn't even thinking of hitting. And we walked over to her car because they were supposed to leave soon and she was supposed to give me her number. Before I even get her number, all I can see is her fucking car rocking. Because she goes, what the fuck? And then she goes and opens the door. and there is Chris fucking the shit out of her drunk friend. But it's not like he's taking advantage of nothing, guys. He was drunk as fuck too. Like, the funny thing is, and this is where I will argue that bitch, because she got mad. She got super mad, right? She goes, "Oh my god, my friend!" But all you hear is her homegirl going, "Bitch, close the fucking door! Close the fucking door!" She knew what the fuck she was doing. So we fucking close the door. We don't leave either. I'm leaning next to the car, fucking trying to make out with her. The fucking car, quick, just moving back and forth. Chris is hitting. Chris gets done. Gets out of the fucking car. The girl gets in her car and just drive off fucking super mad. I never got her number. So thanks, Chris. You fucked that up for me.
You know what I remember about that too?
What?
Oh fuck, bro. That. Well, see if you can cut it out.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You were, you whore. But you were drunk. You were drunk as shit. You got fucked up at that party. You know what was funny? I'm pretty sure I said it, but we got new listeners, so fuck it. You guys get to listen to this.
And I fucking...
You're a whore. But we walk into that party. It's somebody that Chris knew. We literally walk into the party. It's a gay guy's party. And I mean that because it's his birthday party, but they had like dick fucking straws. The cake had like an ass. It was just a gay guy's birthday party, and they made it seem like it. But one of the reasons Chris got so fucked up was because they had all mixed drinks in like the gallon coolers, so you could just go and like
Jungle Juice.
Yeah, so like we got fucked up. But the funniest thing, that as soon as we walk in, the birthday boy goes, "Oh, Chris, you showed up." Fucking gives him a hug. He goes, "Yeah, you remember last week when you woke up in my bed?" And I looked at Chris like, "My boy." He's like, "No, I got fucked up. I got fucked up and I spent the night there. But it was just, I was like, so I don't know if Chris got drunk to forget or what, but yeah, that whole night was interesting.
Hey, what happens when if I black out? It never happened.
Was he walking weird or what?
No, according to you, in the last podcast we had, anything to do with the guy's gay. But no. So here, okay, the girl that I told you guys was super loose. That was in a car.
No, you just weren't big enough.
No, hold on. That was in a fucking car.
Nah, she wasn't loose. She was overstimulated. Remember, Truth doesn't know about this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I made her the horniest bitch in the world. Another girl, and this she called me out. Not a lot of girls this, but she called me out. There was a girl that she wasn't the most attractive by any means, but I wasn't fucking anybody, so she let me hit. Every single fucking time that I slid inside of her, I wanted to come. Like, not even 2-3 strokes. Like, I would go in, I'd be like, like, I don't know what the fuck. But the last time we had sex was in a car. And she's fucking riding me. And she knows how I am. As soon as I'm in, I want to buzz. She goes in and she goes, "Fucking think of something. I don't care what you do. I'm fucking coming." So she just started riding me like fucking crazy in the back seat. I didn't even have a chance to come. She just fucking came. She's like, "Okay, I'm done." And then she sits there. She goes, "You want to fucking come? Like, here's a shirt," threw a shirt at me, and I was like, "I don't want to fucking do this." But yeah, she called me out on my shit. She's like, "You're gonna let me get mine." And I was like, "All right, cool. Yeah, get yours. I'm good." I'm telling you, I have all these fucking stories in the car. Like, wow, I am a car whore. But I actually had it written down now that we made it sexual. Woo, got off of family. You're right, Chris. I need a better segue. Nova, I don't know if this happens to you. I know it definitely happens to you, Chris. What do you guys think about when you're trying not to come?
Who the fuck's trying not to come? Not who the fuck is not trying not to come?
Trying not to come.
See, because I know I just said it that I couldn't even be in homegirl without coming. Like, Nova, have you ever been fucking that you're about to come and you don't want to? Does that even happen to girls? Since I don't know shit,
bro. She could come and she could want to fucking come again afterward.
I don't know. Apparently,
girls have that ability to fucking just keep nutting.
I have to think of like somebody I'm not attracted to, or somebody who's caught me in the most embarrassing thing that it just makes me like just turn off really quick. It's just one of those, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just have to think of something that's just kind of like, okay, did I remember to put oil in my car? Did I remember to put gas before I got here? I'm gonna have to put gas before I leave, aren't I? like
the most casual shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. What about you, Chris?
I was gonna say, like, the last couple times when I would have sex with the guy, again, we have a mutual person that we know each other. I would think about him coming through the door. So it's like, I know he's going to come home. I know he's going to come home. I know he's going to come home. Just to distract myself that not to come. But then there would be moments where you get overstimulated and it's like, yeah, I'm fucking done. I can't. That's not going to work. And then it's, yeah, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple times he would fucking show up and it was just kind of like, it was a nice cock block in a way, because it was like, all right, cool. But then it was just kind of like, I still wanted to get my nut in.
Yeah, of course.
Not now anymore, because it was a common courtesy of, he's here, he lives with you, maybe not. I don't want him to hear everything, especially now that I know he heard everything. So yeah, I had a reason to be embarrassed.
What about you, Chris?
I work and bills that I have to pay.
You stress yourself out of a fucking nut. I gotta pay my phone. I gotta pay my car payment. Fuck, I don't know what I'm gonna do this week.
It's like I'm not gonna be able to.
This whole week he was thinking about his car part.
For real. So, you know what? I've never thought about the same thing, but like I have thought about like old women. No lie. Like I'll be like, oh, fucking grandmas. Like,
they no, bro. Yeah,
yes. Because I do not want to die before getting a gummy. I'm saying that right fucking now. I don't want to go with the crackhead. I'd rather go with an old sucia that, like, she did her thing back in, like, how do you think I got through the war, like, when my husband wasn't around? You know what I mean? Like, so, no, I want a gummy. But, no, yeah, I think about stuff like that, bro. Like, I tried thinking about baseball because, you know, as people said, and I'm like, I couldn't get myself to think about baseball. That usually that's what I try to think about, like, old fucking ladies and shit.
What do you think about when you really want to come?
Other girls that are fucked. That's my biggest turn on. That's always been my biggest turn. I jack off to my imagination.
There you go, girls. Lewis's girl. If you ever nuts early, you know why.
No, bitch.
This is why you ask, what's my name? And if he says some other girl's name, it's like, what?
Bro, I need to start asking her that because I want her to say the wrong name one of these days. Fuck that. I've been in relationships where I made them say the wrong name. Fuck that. I'm not going to lie. It was hot. No, but you wouldn't say the wrong name if a guy asked you to? That was his kink? You couldn't date a guy with that kink?
No. I think if you're role-playing, it's different.
What if he goes, call me your ex's name. Call me your ex's name.
I'm good on that.
Oh, okay.
So, I've done it by accident where I said his name while one of those moments that I ended up sleeping with Damien's dad again. And I said the guy's name and he didn't hear me. So I was like, awesome.
That's good. What about you, Chris? What do you think about?
Bawa.
Yeah, exactly, motherfucker.
I'm in the moment with my girl.
Nobody's talking about your girl right now, because that's what you try to do to me, bitch.
She makes me nuts.
We asked the general question, motherfucker.
She makes me nuts.
No, we asked the general question. Don't try to be slick, bitch. None of the questions and stories that we're sharing right now are anything to do with our current relationship. If not, we couldn't have a podcast, motherfucker.
What do I think about it to nut faster? Yeah. Fuck, like, I don't know. Like, I just fucking nut. Like,
I've never had that problem.
I've never had that problem. Like, there's like, I probably thought like about porn stars before.
Can't do that. You know what I have done and what I do more than anything? Because I have thought about people, but not when I've been trying to come, mostly when I'm trying to stay hard. Like when the sex is not there, that's when I do that. But yeah, when I'm trying to come, all bullshit aside, all I do is fucking close my eyes and tense my body up. I feel like that helps more than trying to think of something. Just like, trying to fucking all the blood into my dick.
I slip it into my girlfriend like I'm already nutting, fool.
That's good. Hey, and actually, since we talked about it last week, the whole little dick thing getting smaller, I keep seeing that shit all over my TikTok, that it's like super fucking true. And it's like, yes, motherfucker, your dick is getting smaller. And I'm sitting here going like, bro, now you find me looking at my old dick pics. Just like, you seen that fucking Wolverine picture where he's looking at it like missing it? That's me looking at my old dick pics like,
You used to look so good.
Yeah, we will never be that again. Bro, I'm about to pull out pictures from like 10, 15 years ago. I'm going to send my girl those. She'll be like, motherfucker, you don't even wear those kind of boxers anymore. Shh. Enjoy it. Fuck. Oh, no, but what are you saying, Nova? What do you do if you... Do you have control, Nova, as a girl?
That's why I like bondage, and I like to, like, you eliminate all senses. So your only sense would be, you know, touch. So, like, that's why I like to be blindfolded. That's why I like to have my hands tied and everything. Why? Because it eliminates for you to try and touch something else. Like, I just want the feeling of everything. What, Truth? What? Just tell me, because your face is just saying.
I get anxiety. Mm-hmm. No. I get anxiety just thinking about being blindfolded or fucking handcuffed. You are never handcuffing me or blindfolding me. We are not doing that shit. Ever.
No, like, the hottest thing that happened was I was trying to take off a shirt. And the shirt wouldn't fucking come off for like the life of me. And I finally got up to here, and all it was like just grabbing the fucking top of that shirt and just pinning me the fuck down, and my hands were like stuck still. I was fucking done.
Oh yeah, no, see, shit like that.
I was fucking done. It was like that rush.
Chris, would you let somebody handcuff you?
I have before.
How did that go?
So weird. I really don't have like a lot of like fucking kinks and all that bullshit. So like,
starting to see that.
And they blindfolded me at the same time. So like, it felt awesome. I'm gonna fucking tell you, it felt awesome because like they were just fucking like kissing from my fucking chest all the way down, like, and everything. It's like, bro, like, I literally, like, I nutted without her even sucking on me.
God damn.
It was something that I've never fucking experienced, and, like, but I was like, it's not for me.
What I am willing to try, if you guys are willing to try, because I'm trying to take this podcast to the next level. We're about an hour and 20 into this shit. If there's listeners that get this far and are interested, and they hit us up and tell us to try a new kink.
And they want
to
try it with Louis?
No. And they tell us to try a new kink. Are you guys willing to try something new? Like,
I'm down.
Nova, like, not saying that they will, but, like, if somebody says, hey, have a guy moan some, like, have you moan somebody else's name. Are you guys willing to try new kinks?
I'm down.
I'm down.
Okay, so listeners, if you got this far, because I'm not posting this shit on Instagram or Patreon, maybe Patreon because they pay. But if y'all listen this far and DM us and tell us to try some new kink, we'll try it to our abilities. Nobody's shoving anything up their ass. Maybe Nova. But yeah, hit us up. Let us know that. Nova, I have had people ask us about your toy review. That is essentially why, for those of you that haven't listened to the old episodes, Nova was never really supposed to be part of the podcast. She wasn't supposed to be a host, quote unquote. She was just supposed to come up once in a while and tell us about the toys she used and shit like that. Do you plan on bringing that back? Because guys and some girls definitely want to hear you describe your toy uses. And since we're doing some kind of video, I'm pretty sure you can show them off and stuff.
We can. It's just more like, what would you want me to review before you try it? Mm-hmm. That's usually what I did before. Any toys that I reviewed, it was because something I wanted to try. A majority of them, it was just off by request of, hey, like, what do you think about this? Can you try it? Like, I don't know if it's worth buying or not. Like, you know, the cock rings with a vibrator on them, that's something that we tried. Just, you know, the wand, the double-sided dildos. It was just things to try.
Fucking Chris's face. Yeah, who did you try the double-sided dildo with? That's what I'm curious about.
That was my question right there. Like, what the fuck?
I could show you.
What?
Who I tried it. So this, we're not posting this, but let's just say she hasn't stopped calling me or trying to get a hold of me since, but the reason it didn't work out with me and her was she's a little toxic. It's not my thing.
We're not showing the picture, but okay.
But this is her. Well. Her name's Liliana.
I know she's a little baddie. She baddie. She look a little saucy, but she dirty.
Yeah, she sends me a lot. She sends me a lot. But that's who I tried the double sentence.
Okay, what is... Because, see, I feel for me that I'm so fucking clumsy. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, how do you guys sync up and stuff like that? Was that hard?
No, it was not hard, actually. The toy was hard.
And when you were using it?
But it was not hard to do.
Were you, like, were just more focused on you, or did you, like, try to push it more on her?
So there's two versions. You can get the one that's a strap-on, and then with the strap-on, it has a hook.
Oh, tell me more.
So there's a strap-on, one that goes into her, and the other one that hooks into you. So as she moves it, it moves the strap-on that goes into you. But the one that we really liked was just the double-sided. So they're both hooked on both ends. Like, on both ends. It's fucking maybe, like, this long. Because it's two dildos put together. But they're both hooked. So they're both hooked on the end. It was a gel one. It wasn't, like, those freaking hard ones. It was a gel one. We like to freeze it every once in a while. But it was a double-sided one. We would put it into each other. Yeah, there's a thing about women and cold objects. Okay, it just turns you on. Like, guys, like, something more.
You use ice cubes, Chris?
Like, I know.
I use water.
Yeah, you told the story. You're right. All right, so I have a question.
I like ice cubes on my body.
I have a question. Okay.
So for us.
No, wait. I have a question. So, okay. I had in mind the double-sided one, the one that's just super long and, like, you see two girls, like, just pushing onto it. That's what I had in mind. Is that the one?
Yeah.
You use one of those two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, the one with the hook.
So you can get different sizes. We got a size that was just really moderate, like, you know, average size for both of us. Sorry.
But that's where I'm asking. When you use that one,
yeah,
what were you focused more into, like shoving it in you or pushing it back to her?
Could you both have... Well, one way or another, as you contract... I don't know if you guys noticed, but as a female contracts, they're basically pushing your dick out. It's not sucking it in. It's pushing it out. So imagine one is contracting more than the other. It's starting to push it back into them, and it kind of goes vice versa. But at the same time, you're basically scissoring at the same time. So you're getting a lot of clitoris action going on with this dildo going in. And let's just say it's just very wet. It's a water park type of thing.
So I got more questions for you right now, but you reminded me of something that I have to bring up. Because I was having this conversation with my girlfriend. I told her, I'm like, you're very shallow. And she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, look, because I, now that I know that my dick is shrinking, I'm obviously not that big. But I told her, sex is getting really uncomfortable. She's like, what the fuck do you mean? I'm like, I keep slamming into your fucking IUD, right? That's what it's called, IUD, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I keep fucking slamming into it. Like, when we're fucking, I can feel it. My dick is hitting a fucking wall in there. And she goes, really? And I'm like, yeah, really? She goes, oh, that makes sense. She goes, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't feel like I needed to tell you details. The last time she went to go see her gyno, she's all like, oh, has my IUD moved? And the doctor's like, you have one? She goes, yeah. So that she went in and checked it. She goes, yeah, it's moved. So apparently I moved it, and it makes sense because every time I'm in there, every time I'm in there fucking just hitting it. So I'm in there hitting a fucking wall, and I could just feel it, and it's super uncomfortable. It's getting really fucking uncomfortable. So right now they're like, yeah, it's pushing you out. Yeah, her IUD's fighting back with her too. It's a fucking, I'm being tag team in that bitch.
Okay, no. You know, you could like, you could fuck it up and she could get pregnant.
No, I asked her. I asked her that and she said no. Because she said that what the IUD does is that it releases hormones or some shit like that, and that your body absorbs those. So even if it moves, your body's still been absorbing it, and as long as you catch it in time, then you should be fine. Because then you should be getting checked regularly. Because she said that she did ask that. Is that a reason like people get pregnant? She goes, no, they get pregnant because fucking some other bullshit reason.
It's already past the time.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to replace it,
yeah,
and you don't replace why. It, and it's just kind of like you're fucked.
Yeah, because it's not.
That's why they always say it's like a two to a 5 year.
Yeah,
that you can have it.
Yeah, because it's Chris. It's not sitting there fucking catching your cum and shit. It's just releasing hormones into you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was gonna ask. Okay, so now that we got on the topic, for you, when you've pegged a girl before, what do you get out of it? Is it just straight out of her, like her reaction, or like what is in there for you to peg a girl? Like, why even peg a girl?
So I get...
Wait, hold on. Sorry. Isn't pegging like through the back?
No.
I thought it was...
Or with pegging.
I didn't. I understood it as just...
It doesn't necessarily have to be pegging. It's just basically having a strap on and you're just fucking the person.
That's how I took it.
Pegging, if you want to take it to a literal sense, you can take it like you're fucking them in the ass.
Yeah.
One way or another, I get off on their pleasure. I can go on without my pleasure. I can get off on their pleasure. The fact of knowing that they are getting off on it.
Let me ask you this, because I've been there, and again, you could either attribute
it. Wait, you've been pegged?
You can either attribute it. Chris, let me finish my fucking sentences before you start.
Well, you said you've been there.
I meant I've been in a situation where I'll be fucking the girl, and for whatever reason, she's fucking stone cold quiet. Or she might be like little moaning or like biting a pillow, but not really making enough noise for me to be like, oh yeah, I'm fucking putting in work. You know what I mean? If you get that from a girl, do you still get the enjoyment? Do you like tell like, bitch, do something, or like flicker, like you said? Or what have you had that experience? And if you do, what happens? Like,
so I get the enjoyment of pleasuring somebody else. So just hearing them moan, or like if you really pay attention to detail, I like to pay attention to the skin. Like when they get goosebumps or you can see the hair standing up, like I can tell when they are feeling sensational and when you're getting to their peak. Even if somebody who is not being vocal, you can still tell. Like I'm not trying to bring up the other person, like in that sense, but he wasn't a vocal person. Yeah, he would growl when that's when I knew he was already about to, but his skin would give off a lot of detail where like he would start getting goosebumps, or like certain parts of him you can tell he's getting like a little chill, and it's like, oh, I know I'm doing my job. If I keep going, I'm gonna get him to that point. So with a girl, sometimes I don't know if you notice, even if you grab them on their back, you'll start seeing like their body start to cave in like a little bit, like they're like contracting. They may not moan or anything, but you kind of start seeing how their body is moving, and you already know. So for me, I get off on the, yes, they're vocal, but their body language. And honestly, that's what turns me on. And sometimes, depending how far it goes, I'll just come like that.
Chris, I don't know about you. I can't speak for you, but I can definitely see why women would want to be with another woman instead of me. She's saying all this, and I'm pretty sure if I pay attention and I take my time, I'll see all this and I'll feel it. But I think we've said it before, I'm just there for my fucking nut. Like, I'm hitting and I'm doing what I want. Like, I'm not noticing none of this.
90% of the time, we're just there for a nut.
Yeah.
You want a nut? You want a nut? Go find a girl to make you nut.
For reals, you want to sit there and be enjoyed and all that? Go fucking call Nova. But I'm using you. You're my sex toy.
Yeah.
This is why Boo Boo keeps messaging me, because obviously I did something right, but I don't like her enough to be like, let's get somewhere with this.
You know what? That's true, though, because I've been there, too. Again, I said it on the podcast, and I'm going to repeat a lot that I've said before for the new listeners, but I had a girl that the sex was fucking amazing, but I couldn't stand her as a fucking person, and I just didn't. I stopped fucking her because I could not stand her as a person. So even as a guy, I was like, that's enough. I'm cool.
Damn, did you just listen to that? He's pretty much saying she's just using you for the sex because she can't stand you.
Well, not my girl right now. I said I've had a girl.
Well, because no, that girl was just nuts. Like, that girl would, like, go through my shit. And then it was like, I'm texting my cousin, right? But just because it was another girl, she fucking lost her shit. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, you met her. No, I didn't. There's a picture of you with her. You guys were drinking. You got drunk. Her husband's in the picture. I was like, it just, yeah, no, I'm not going there with that girl.
Two questions since we're kind of already there.
Yeah.
So when I brought up the whole Tinder thing, my girl told me like, oh, I went off on a guy she was with because he had Tinder on his phone. He made an excuse as to why he had Tinder, that it was a really shitty excuse. Like, yeah, motherfucker, you were on there for some other reason. But then that kind of got me thinking, and I wrote it, so I'm pretty sure you guys saw it. I changed my number. My number now is a 626 number instead of 714, which is OC, where I'm from. Because when I moved in with my ex, we were driving one day, and I thought we were cool because I wasn't doing a goddamn thing. I was living with her, and like, we had gotten new phones and everything, and I set up my old number, and she's used my phone to do something. I don't know what. And we're driving on the freeway, and she must have been feeling some type of way because she went into my call book. And if you have, I mean, I'm pretty sure iPhone's the same way, but if you have Android, if you use the same email for years, it saves everybody. So unless you go in there and fucking delete it. So I had a girl called Big Chi-Chi's. I had a girl called Good Pussy. I had like some fucking numbers in there. You know what I mean? And she's all like, who's this? Who's this? And I'm like, they're fucking girls that I used to talk to. She had a fucking, she flipped out, and I was like, well, why are you tripping? You know, I didn't talk to this girl like 10 years ago. And she's like, well, you've had your number that long? And I'm like, well, yeah, kind of. So they have access to you? I'm like, well, yeah, kind of, if they still have my number. And I changed my number because I wanted peace. I did it willingly, but because she made me do it. Is that something y'all would do? Like, would you change your number for a partner, like just to give her peace of mind? Or do you feel like that's taking it a little too far?
I have my number saved for like work reasons, so I don't change it. But I'll put the reason why I don't talk to these people anymore. Like, I have one person.
Small dick.
I have him under as brush off. Because, no, because he would brush me off a lot. And I had another one that called me a bitch. And then I have, who's the other person? I'm literally reading off of my freaking phone. Oh, I had the one that said, he doesn't like pink. The other person was, let me see. Because I changed their name completely. Like, I'll keep their picture on it, but I'll change the name completely. Like, I don't even keep their actual name. And depending on how bad it was, I'll put in the note if there's more to it. There's another person. Oh, this one was funny. This one is under as Mr. Say No.
Wow.
Mr. Say No, yeah. And then the other one was, let me see, there's another guy. Oh, the firefighter that can't swim.
What the fuck?
I have a guy named the firefighter that can't, because okay, he can't swim, he's scared of water, right? But he's over here like really hyping up his career as being a firefighter, and I'm like, aren't you supposed to know how to
no,
swim?
No, because he fights fire.
He would talk so much no, shit. No. I just put him under as firefighter.
No.
Fighter who can't swim.
No, he doesn't fight.
And then the other one was bodybuilder with no legs.
Oh.
I have the other one, bodybuilder with no legs. And this one's a guy that I saw him one time at the gym, and he was cool and everything. He was wearing sweatpants, so I'm like, okay, he's wearing big ass sweatpants, whatever's right. And then we went into the sauna, he took off his sweatpants, he had no legs. But it was like the first time I had actually ever seen his legs, and he was talking to me like a certain way, and I was like, okay, yeah. And then to find out he had a girl, and I'm like, over here, like, you're talking to me, you're going to a certain level with me. Just to find out that you grow and your girl happened to come to you with the gym today and you're treating me like a bitch. Like, all right, cool. I blocked his number and I just put I put bodybuilder in the legs.
This is a great conversation. And this, Chris, I don't know how to fucking, what do you call it?
Transition?
Yeah, but there's a word we've been using. I don't know how to fucking segue, properly, I guess. But you just reminded me, Nova, I hate women that fucking act stupid when they find out that a guy that was hitting on them or flirting or talking to has a girl. Bitch, that is not your responsibility. You find out you don't want to talk to me, dead it there. But you don't need to go tell my girl. You don't need to make a scene. You need to mind your own fucking business. My relationship is my relationship, and you're not included in that. So you mind your fucking business and you act right.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. You know what I hate?
I didn't tell him shit. He was acting awful to me because I was just like, hey, what's up? I want to go say hi to him because I see him like every fucking night. I would go to the gym. And then this one time she comes and I went to go say hi and he just started acting like an asshole to me. And then before I know it, she pulled up to the side and I was like, all right,
you
cool.
You respect that.
And I just told him, I was like, well, thanks for letting me know how to do this, you know, and then I just left.
Good, good. You did right, Nova. Good, good for you. That's how you do it.
You know what I hate?
Your muscle, Chris.
You know what I fucking hate?
A ver.
Bitches that go to the gym, work out, supposedly all fucking hard and shit, just to fucking find out if they got a BBL.
You know, okay.
Now that's how you segue.
But we've recorded for about an hour and 45 minutes. You guys want to get into the BBL talk or do you want to save it for next episode?
This is a fucking like a little teaser for the next episode.
The next episode, we will definitely get into the BBL talk, especially because we got firsthand experience. Chris has had somebody do a BBL while he's with them. Perfect segue, Chris. You next from that one, you're gonna do the segues because obviously I wish you. But we'll leave that for the next episode. I'm done for now. I don't have any more topics that I can segue into properly. Nova, did you have any more questions from the listeners or anything that you want to bring up before we finish the episode?
No, it was just more. You know, when was the last time we had sex? And if any of us swallow, it was just that type of shit.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I did have more topics. The people sent us and we did reply to on Instagram and we got a deep dive on them, but that could be for another fucking episode. Chris, anything you want to close off with?
Thank you guys for sending the feedback. We really appreciate it. We appreciate every single one of you listeners. I know I talk a lot of shit, but we do fucking love all you guys for listening. Appreciate it. But at the same time, go fuck a bitch and go fuck a hoe so you can be happy, you know? So.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I'm going to do this just because Chris is too violent. So anyways, I'm going to end it like this. Guys, please go follow us on Instagram, Truth Be Told Podcast. And I'm being serious for those of you still listening. I am looking for somebody to take over the Instagram. I'm so fucking sick and tired of it. And I'm just going to fucking have like a meltdown and like cuss everybody out and block everybody and like delete the Instagram page. I'm so
fucking... like you have anything else to do.
I'm sick and tired of the Instagram page. I don't give a fuck. So, but please go follow us on Instagram, Truth Be Told Podcast. Patreon, Truth Be Told Podcast. We do post a lot of stuff on there and we will start posting nudes soon. Yes, Chris, yours too. Follow us. Don't follow us on Threads and Twitter. Fuck all that shit. Please, please, if you enjoyed, if you got this far, it means you're listening to us. We're having a really fucking hard time gaining followers and listeners on Instagram. We haven't got past over like 600 in months or years. Listeners too. This is, I feel like we have great content. People keep telling us to actually listen to us and we have great content. Share this shit with people.
Yeah.
Stop keeping it to yourself. I have a lot of people that tell me, oh my God, I love the episode. It's my own little secret thing. And I'm like, no, bitch, stop. This can't be your own little, oh, it's my own. No, share it with everybody. Your mama will probably like this.
Follow us on TikTok too. On TikTok.
Oh yeah, TikTok. We're on TikTok. We'll post more on there. So please follow us. I'm fucking completely done. I'm truth.com. This has been Truth Be Told Podcast. I'm out.
Love you guys. Now go suck some fucking dick, girls, and go eat some pussy, guys.
Just lick it all up.